This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Yes. And just thanking God for such a great people that I'm a part of, a people in whose heart is the laws of God. And we love God, and we show that love to God by keeping His commandments. And I'm thanking God for the teaching over here that the righteousness of the law must be fulfilled in us. And I'm just thanking God for our pastor, our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd, our pastor and teacher of God's Covenant Church.
Hey, God for Elder Batiste. The elder missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus another Sabbath day. We're going to talk about training up a child the way it should go, and that child is we. Before we get into that, childlike.
Lord, let not my heart be haughty, nor my eyes lofty, no, no, I do exercise. Trust in the Lord on the mount I do feed. I behave and follow your lead. As a child that's weaned of his mother, my soul is even as a weaned child. She'll die 100 years old, be converted, and have a childlike spirit to them. He gave power in those the last hour. Maintain his spirit, we'll go back with him.
We don't clap for ourselves, but it can be a little quiet sometimes. That's all right. Thank God. We have our announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8255. 8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we'll strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for that number from our ensemble, our choir. Childlike, and that's what this thought today is all about, training up a child the way it should go. And it's about the way that you and I should be raised in God. And if we're raising God in the principles of God, we should be raising our children likewise. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." I believe the scriptures. I believe all that's written. And I'm grateful for understanding. Yes. As the scripture says, in all thy getting, get an understanding. Let's go to Proverbs 22 and 6. I've heard this scripture quoted down through my life since I can remember. Train up a child the way it should go.
Yes.
And that's a true saying.
Yes.
Are you reading, Deacon?
Yes.
Read.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart
now,
from
that
it.
That is a true saying. That's for the most part. Anytime you train up a child, it's not going to depart the way you train the child. That's why children that are abused, they abuse. Yes. Children that are molested, they molest. Yes. It's a never-ending cycle. It's the way you're trained. Let's go to Proverbs 16:25. You want to train up a child the way it should go, and most people feel, well, let's train them up to be Christian, Muslim, Judaism, Lutheranism. They train them many different ways, and they probably won't depart from that. Not that there might be a wholehearted person taking whole heart in what you're training up to be, but that's who they're going to be, and that's who they are. 16:25 says what?
There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Now, the reason why it's the ways of death, because the scripture says, train up a child in the way. It's talking about God's way, yes. Not the way you think is right. Well, I slapped my child with a 2x4 because that's what I was slapped with, and I turned out all right. That don't make it right because you turned out all right. You got people born in poverty, and some one mind say, you know what, I don't want to live like this.
That's right.
I want to be something. They come out of that and press ahead against all the odds, right?
Yes,
so it's really what's in you. But for the most part, people treat people the way they're treated. Mm-hmm. If they're of a family of love, they're going to love. But it always seems right in your own eyes when you don't know God's way. Read it again.
There is a way that seemeth right unto a man.
What?
But the end thereof are the ways of death.
It's the ways of death. Let's go to Psalms 27 and 11. Thank God for quietness. When it's quiet, you can hear. Most of the time when you're upon a lot of this teaching, they get to going and they say, you know, another night or another day, and amen, and they're so quiet you can't even hear what the person is really saying.
Right.
And most of the time they'll get to it because they amen them out of the hello.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God.
Exactly.
It's amen, right?
Yes.
27:11, what does it say? Psalm.
Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path.
Now, beautiful, teach me.
All right.
How many people grow up saying, Lord, teach me?
Mm-hmm.
They think they're being taught the ways of God just because of the fact their grandma gave everybody in the neighborhood cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Or they bought clothes for people. What people are raised to believe and trust in these days is you give me, mm-hmm. not you give.
Right.
And the best way to train a child is the way you live. Because regardless of what you say, they're going to be the way you treat them and the way you are. If you walk around the house and say, yeah, them folks next door, that's what your child going to do. They're going to say the same thing. Yeah, I can't stand these type of people. That's what they're going to say, and that's what they're going to believe. But if you always train your child to give and not necessarily receive, guess what's going to happen with that child? They're going to be bountiful. Because the more you give, the more it's given back to you. Someone that don't have nothing, someone is probably stingy. Because someone that loves to give, they're rich, I don't get, they're poor. They always got something. Isn't that beautiful? To know
beautiful.
That? Yes. We want to train up a child the right way. And because we were raised up under all of these ways, sometimes it's hard to realize you got to depart from that when you're being trained up the way you should go. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Read the eleventh verse.
Fourth verse, yes, Pastor. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after.
What?
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
All we want to do is dwell in God's house all the days of our life.
That
and that's what we teach our children. Let's stay with God. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
I want to do that.
All right.
What?
To behold the beauty of the
now,
Lord.
Now, wait a minute. You have to be taught how to behold the beauty of the Lord. Because the beauty of the Lord is truth.
Yes.
Beauty of the Lord is honesty. Reality is the beauty of the Lord. Beauty of the Lord is holiness.
All right.
Yes. Beauty of the Lord is taking a stand, but it ain't always beautiful when you do it. Mm-hmm. But you have to be taught this. Yes. Teach us of his ways. Yes. It's beautiful. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. What?
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in
you have
his
to
temple.
Being taught how to inquire. That's a beautiful thing to be able to inquire of God. Say, let's go to the man, the woman of God. We want to inquire. Because beforehand, you just can't talk to God. You can't just talk to God today. You may talk to him, but you ain't getting no answer. And if you get an answer, it ain't from God.
Go ahead.
Because God don't answer that way. He don't just answer randomly. He talks to his people.
Go ahead.
That's the way God talks. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We have to be taught that.
Yes.
We need to be trained up because we grew up thinking, I've been talking to God all day, and the Lord heard my prayer. If he heard your prayer, because you were under the right teaching. And you need to be correcting the way you think, because God don't work that way.
No.
Now, God listens to all of our individual prayers when we're one with God. You can go home tonight and say, Lord, I sure would like to have me a meat, fresh and meaty tomorrow. Got it.
Yes, Pastor.
Your faith's strong if you can get that fresh and meaty. Especially if you got the works. So
yes,
I'm looking for a fresh meat starting tonight. I'm going to get that.
Yes.
But it's training yourselves how you should be. We should seek and go after God. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yes. Yes.
The natural man is not taught that. Let's go to Matthew 23. Let's go there.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it
Matthew's. One thing to inquire of the Lord. And most people, because they haven't been taught God's ways, think, well, I just sit on my knees and talk to God. You can. But if you're sincere, I know what it's going to lead you to. It's going to lead you to God's anointing. Because you just can't keep a relationship just you and God unless you are anointed.
That's right.
And if you're anointed, somebody anointed you. Yes. Right?
Right?
So it's just one thing, go to the pastor, I just can't get past you. You got to get past the scripture. It's not me. I'm just telling you what the scripture's saying.
All right,
we have to stay with the scripture, right?
Excuse me.
Matthew's 23 and 39, what does it say?
For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
So you're not going to see God.
That's beautiful.
Which also means you ain't going to hear from him. Anytime you don't see somebody, you ain't hear. So I ain't heard from so and so and so long. That means you don't see him.
All
right,
brother.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you ain't going to hear from God till you're able to bless the one that's coming in his name.
Beautiful.
You want to see God? What's your problem? I ain't talking to you. You ain't talking to God then. I'm going home and you know what? I'm going to consult with God and then I'll get back to you. You do that. Isn't that beautiful? You need to be trained how you work with God. God sent Moses down to deliver them. There's someone to bring you out when you're coming out of things. That's God's way. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to Ephesians 4:11. Everybody know what that is. And if you just tune in and say, okay, I know where you're going, that means you're a good listener. You've been staying with us here.
All right.
Because that's where I'm going. That's for the exact reason you're thinking. Probably.
Yes.
Isn't
that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
4:11 Ephesians. What did it say?
And he gave some apostles.
Now, this, you, how are you going to see God now? You want to inquire at his temple? God provided the way. He gave some apostles. Mm-hmm. What?
And some prophets.
He gave some
mm-hmm.
prophets.
Yes.
Now, the reason why he gave some prophets because evidently the prophet didn't have the apostle qualification.
All right.
And vice
mm-hmm.
versa.
Mm-hmm.
So, couldn't give you a prophet if you were an apostle. Mm-hmm. And I can't give you an apostle if you're a prophet. I can give you both if you're both.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But he gave some. Mm-hmm. What?
And some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
He gave everything we needed.
Yeah.
What?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Now, this is how we're supposed to be trained up to be perfect.
Beautiful.
But the world don't train you that. You know what the world train you up from a baby? Say, well, ain't nobody perfect.
Right.
You hear that before you even hear about a church. You hear you ain't no good.
Right.
You are nothing. That's what you hear, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But God didn't say that. Right. God said you're special.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
So we need to train ourselves up and let our children know you're covered when you are living, when you're a child of God's people.
Mm-hmm.
If you honor God and love God.
That's right. That's right.
Don't set them off on a false hope, because most Christians are in a false hope because they don't know God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're trying to train up the way we should go, and that means the way we should think.
Beautiful.
And deal with God. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful?
Read.
For the perfecting of the saints.
What?
For the work of the ministry.
That's all. That's everything.
Yes.
To edify is for the work of the ministry. That's how we are being raised in holiness. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes.
What?
For the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith
mm-hmm.
and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
What is knowledge for? But to raise someone or to bring you up in something. That's what knowledge is for.
Yes.
Knowledge of the Son, mm-hmm. not of the blood, not of the cross. We know what that is.
All right.
We don't need more knowledge about that. That was for a price to pay.
Mm-hmm.
That was because he was a lamb. But he's also the Word. What is he for?
All right. All right.
Is to train us the way we should be to please God. Isn't that beautiful? What?
Unto a perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of
Christ.
Isn't that
beautiful? Let's go to James 1 and 2.
All right, Pastor.
That beautiful? Train up a child in the way it should go.
Yes, Pastor.
And when it's old, it's not going to depart. That's why you got so many. But here's the catch. When you come to God, what are you telling God? Lord, I want to depart from where I am. Because to come into God, you got to change. How simple is that? Going from one to the other. One wants you to stay. The other wants you to depart from where you are. That's God.
Mm-hmm.
Train up a child the way it should go. And we need to retrain our children the way they think. And loved ones and ourselves. Because it's always give me.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are ye that more to give than receive. But
receive.
We
yes.
want to receive so much. Give me instead of giving. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
To train our children that
beautiful.
Way. If you train them that way, they'll be blessed.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
James 1 and 2, what does it say?
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations.
Now, you got to train your mind to think that way.
Mm-hmm.
Train your mind. Say, this is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
See, am I going to deal with this? How I get through this? That's the way to, instead of saying, I can't go through that. You can, not with that kind of mind.
Right.
But if you say, you know what, this is interesting. Might be a challenge, but you know what, I think God wouldn't give it to me. I couldn't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's positive thinking. You're going to go through it.
Yes.
You're going to boo-hoo before you even get started. You ain't going nowhere.
That was Pastor.
Read.
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
That is how you have patience. That's what another thing we don't do. We don't teach our children patience.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody across the room get something, you can't wait on your, do something worth getting it. No. If I get you something, I got to get you something too. That's weakness.
Yes.
But we should train our children, let's rejoice on others getting what they get.
Isn't that beautiful?
Rejoice with them. And don't think, what can I get?
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is think, what can I do to help people
mm-hmm.
and not helping them to get?
That's beautiful, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Is that the way to train a child?
Yes, it is.
That child going to be blessed bountifully.
Mm-hmm.
And so will you when you get that kind of mindset.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Read.
Mm-hmm.
But let patience have her perfect work.
What?
That ye may be perfect and entire, wanting
That's
nothing.
The way we should raise our children and ourselves. So when others get something, oh, I want something. Let's not think like that. Let's be satisfied with nothing right now, because you had nothing before you saw this. Let's stay that way. Mm-hmm. Train your child that way. That's a child that's going to be able to go through everything, because they're not always reaching, and they won't get into a lot of competition. They won't do that.
That's beautiful.
But give them goals and let them achieve them.
Yes.
Right now, Jose is trying to achieve being, get on the basketball team. Mm-hmm. He's working on it.
Yes.
What he don't know is he got to practice it.
Yes.
We can handle that too. We still can do things here.
Yes, Pastor.
We still play the game. Okay.
Yes, Pastor.
We can listen, we can raise up NBA players.
Oh, yeah, Pastor.
We could. Ain't happen, but never know. Come on. Let's go to Proverbs 22:6. Because we want to train them up right. We want to train them up saying, ooh, that's hard. No, train them up saying, I can do this.
All right.
Train them positive. We got one that said he can do everything. That's a good man. We're going to keep that man positive like that. But on the, along the way, we're going to show him, no, you can't. But you know, that's good, though.
Yeah,
you think, I can do anything. And that's a good mind. That's a zeal. That's good.
Yes.
Proverbs 22:6 says what?
Train up a child in the way he should go.
What?
And when he is old, he will not depart from it.
If you come into God and you come into God with a carnal mind, you want to depart from that. Because if you don't, you cannot be subject. This is why today, when they talk about the sins of the fathers, and not only that, if we don't adhere to the teaching, you're not teaching your child anything. If you don't take a stand, they can't take a stand one day. It's hard for them because you never did it. They can't do it.
Yes, Pastor.
A child can't learn to go through hard things in life if every time as they're growing up, you pull them out of every hard situation. You pull them out. No, you can't go there. They don't treat them right. They can't go through. They have no abrasiveness. So that's what they do. Or in life, they do things, and all you do is shell out money and pay up for their calamities, and they never amount to nothing because you didn't train them right. We don't want our children experience anything. They ain't no different than nobody else. What we have to do is trust God. Let them know they're in God's hands. And you teach them that from a child, you in God's hands. You ain't saved, but you in God's hands because of our life. And you should train them to do right. Isn't that beautiful? And leave it alone. Because you can't protect your child. That's what the enemy going after. When you got too much love, he's going after him. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes, Pastor.
Let's read Ephesians 4:31. Let's go there. We want to train up a child the way it should go, but it's training us first. We are the ones got to be trained. Because if we're not trained, they don't have a chance.
That's right.
God knew what he was doing. He told Abraham, take Isaac. Because if he couldn't kill Isaac, he couldn't kill his own flesh. But now, wait a minute. God knew he had his flesh killed, but he wanted us to see it. He was willing to take something you could see. The knife was there. He was getting ready to do it. He said, no, stay your hand, because I knew he was going to do that. Mm-hmm. That's what God, I knew you would do that. Mm-hmm. That's what God wants us to be.
Yes, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Ephesians 4:31.
Yes, Pastor. It says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
We want to make sure all bitterness, because this is what happened. This is, again, because of the way we were trained, raised up. You kill my dog, I'm going to kill your cat. Even in the streets, you see people coming in the rear view, they see you making a move. Nobody want to give you nothing. Anything you get, you is taken. You got to take what you want. You don't live like that. Let's wait on God.
Beautiful, Pastor.
And let's not necessarily take something.
Yes, Pastor.
And let's be more mindful to give.
Yes. That's beautiful.
Somebody is coming up and you approach you too much in the back, just pull over. Let's say, go ahead. Yes. Don't sit there and slow up and call somebody to come by and try to shoot you.
Oh. Yeah, come on. All right, Pastor.
You don't do stuff like that.
Yes,
you get in trouble.
Yes,
you know, somebody come back then.
Exactly. You're right, Pastor. You're right.
Next thing you know, I'm sorry. Somebody's doing road rage, just pull over. And just signal going by, and you're done. How simple is that?
Simple.
You're out of trouble. Yes. That
beautiful? Yes, Pastor.
What are we reading?
31.
32, what it says.
And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you.
Now, for Christ's sake, he's forgiven us. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we should forgive you and they for Christ's sake. Because mm-hmm. God forgave us for Christ's sake, so we should forgive us for Christ's sake. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
But you can't forgive somebody that we ask you for forgiveness, though. Mm-hmm. But we have to have a forgiving spirit. Be ready to do that. Right. I think Nathaniel think we upset with him because he jumped ship. Mm-hmm. But he just don't have the strength. He has the mind, desire, but what has he completed? He ain't been made to complete nothing. Mm-hmm. He don't know how to complete anything. All he do is walk across bridges with matches and burn bridges behind. That's all he does.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I hope there's no hard feelings. We just purchased a ticket for him, but thank God she was able to get it back. Mm-hmm. But again, that's fine. We're going to show love.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
We don't lose anything.
No.
But he needs space to come to himself. And maybe one day,
yes, yes,
he'll want this more or want to change more than not. Because mm-hmm. you got to have a desire for this.
That's
isn't that
right.
beautiful?
Beautiful, Pastor. Yes.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 14 and 20. Right. Let's
this
go there.
This is beautiful.
This is not a preaching message, is a teaching
so
message.
Beautiful. Yes.
Because this is about training. It's about reason and thought. How we have to be trained to love God and to be in the way. Mm-hmm. Most people, just because they're Christians, think they're in the way. They're not in the way. If you're not up under God's commandments, you're not in the way. And you're skewed on how to raise children.
Yes.
And they may do a wonderful job in society, but that's not the job I'm talking about. I'm talking about a job to love and respect God and to wait on the blessings from God, not the world. That's what I'm talking about. 1 Corinthians 14, 20 says what?
Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice, be ye children. But in understanding, be men.
So in other words, be children. What's it talking about? Because children don't stay mad long. Because we as adults, because we bring different ways to the table.
Yes.
We don't be angry about it, but we want to be patient and let each other make their transformation.
Isn't
that beautiful?
Beautiful.
And someone ain't made their transformation, which means maybe one ain't got their land, you help them get it. Don't sit back and start bombing them before they can get the land.
Right.
Attacking them, they will never get, you ain't got yours yet. So let's help each other get to where we need to be and not sit there and try to criticize it.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
Because we're getting rid of things. And maybe one's not striving like you are. Nothing wrong with it. But if you're going to talk about it with edification.
Right.
Have a saying, train up a child the way it should go. Mm-hmm. You should think about it. Anything you want to talk about, why are you calling and talking about it unless you're looking for answers? If you're not looking for answers, you're involved in gossip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not talking about, you know, you're here today and you're in service and the elder trips and fall and his shoe came off.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hurt himself. He thought it was funny. You're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. But now don't get on the phone and say, let me call. Sister Barbara, did you see that?
Mm-mm. Right, Pastor.
What? What the elder did? He still, ooh, it was something.
Mm-hmm.
You can right, see Pastor. That spirit of gossip.
Gossip. Right, Pastor.
You say, you know what, I didn't see that, but I'll talk to you later.
Exactly.
Boom.
That's right.
Don't get involved. But see, how many got strength to do that?
All right.
You know why? Because we ain't been trained that. But if you did that, I guarantee they wouldn't call back with any more gossip when you shut it down like that. Isn't that beautiful? We need to be trained how to cut things off.
Thank God.
Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 17. Let's read that.
Yes, Pastor.
4 and 17. Ephesians.
Yes, Pastor.
I like Ephesians. I love Ephesians.
All right, Pastor.
Because that's where it's all told about he sent them out and gave them certain ones. They don't like to go there. That's where your mind should be trained to see and understand. You need guidance. 4:17 says what?
This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walked, in the vanity of their mind.
As I say, we've been raised many different ways. But if it's not according to God's word, it's carnal.
Yes.
Carnal mind is vanity. That's what it is.
Yes.
Nothing eternal about a carnal mind. It's not immortal. It's carnal. That means it's temporary and it's against God.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 8.
All right.
Let's go to 8 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to train our minds and train our loved ones, but a mind to honor, respect, and to inquire in his temple. Is that beautiful? Romans 8 and 7, what does it say?
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
What?
For it is not subject to the law
of God. So you want to train up a mind to honor God and God's people. Not to kill, commit adultery, steal. This is the way we want to raise up our children and raise ourselves up that way. That's the way we should go.
That's beautiful.
But if you don't honor God's law, how can you do that? So if people that go to these different churches, whatever it may go, if they don't honor God's word, isn't that the way to train up a child to honor God's word? To train yourself to honor God's word?
Right.
Is that the way
to
be raised?
Yes.
Train up a child in the way it should go. We should go in God's way. Isn't that a better way than our way?
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
Then
yes.
Let's go to...
beautiful.
Seventh verse, what does it say?
Seventh verse.
I mean, you read that, right?
Yes, I did, Pastor.
Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 17. Let's go there. We've got to come back there.
All right, Pastor.
We want to train the right way. So that means you need equipment.
Yes.
That means you're equipped with God's word.
All right.
Shod with the preparation of the gospel.
Beautiful.
Shield of faith.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what y'all thought I was going to say. I mean, you know, that would bring out plumbing stuff. All of this is, it's all the same thing. In other words, whatever your profession is, these are the tools you need. Train up in a way that's pleasing to God.
Yes, Lord.
4:17.
This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk.
What?
In the vanity of their mind.
What?
Having the understanding darkened, being alienated
so
from the life of God.
So the understanding is not clear.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Had no patience. You didn't wait. You didn't get to where you were entire, not wanting anything. You never got to the honor part. All of those things. Perfect and entire, wanting anything. The understanding was darkened.
Yes.
What?
Being alienated from the life of
so
God.
So how are you alienated? You're alienated because you're not doing the life, so you're separated from that because you're not putting it in action. So you don't have no vision.
Yes, Pastor.
What?
From the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart.
Isn't that something? Deuteronomy 4 and 6.
All right, Pastor.
Understanding was darkened, which only means you ain't doing it.
All right.
Because when you ain't doing it, you can't see. When you're not doing it, you don't have no wisdom.
All right.
Knowledge or understanding, because if you have it, that means you can see.
That's
4 and 6 says what?
Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight
of
the nations.
So wait a minute, your wisdom and understanding, if you've been alienated from the life, that means you've been alienated from wisdom and understanding because you haven't applied it. And you have alienated yourself. What?
For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
What's the first verse say?
It's
1 and 2, rather. Well, no. Is that 1 and 2? Yes. 1. 6 and 1. What did it say?
6 and 1? Yes.
No, excuse me. 4 and 1.
Yes. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them.
As I say again, most churchgoers read and say, oh, I understand that. No, they don't. It's those gods. That's how the enemy trick them, with the gods. And the taking his name in vain and forgetting the Sabbath and on.
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
That ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of
what
your fathers giveth you.
It's very readable, isn't it?
Yes,
Pastor.
But why do you guys have to be taught it? You say, well, I know what that means. Mm-hmm. Everything up here has got to be taught. Everything.
Everything. Yes, Pastor.
Because there's depths in everything there.
Yes.
Everything.
There's so many ways to take his name in vain. So many gods you can have before God. Yes. So many ways you can make graven images. On. Many. You only deal with it, it depends on what the devil spring up. Yes. And God show you how to deal with it.
Beautiful.
And show you what it is. Because you can't see the enemy, you can't fight him, right?
Beautiful. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it.
What?
That ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God.
Now how plain
which
is that?
I command you.
They've added a day in here. So how can they have a vision on anything? How can you train somebody up? You going on the wrong day? How can you train up a child? You don't have no vision on anything here, because if you got one excuse,
you can
everything
visit us at
skewed.
Any time for our How broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.